I've been following some fascinating developments down in Bolivia, and honestly, it's really giving me hope. The government is actively exploring recognizing Tether's USDT as an official payment method. And if you think about why, it makes so much sense. They're trying to tackle those chronic foreign currency shortages, strict capital controls, and just the sheer inefficiency of the traditional banking system.
It's a direct response to a very real daily struggle. Years of tight foreign exchange management have created a lot of financial friction on the ground. Citizens and businesses are stuck navigating endless bank queues, relying on informal dollar markets, and dealing with severe restrictions just to access foreign currency for basic needs or essential imports. It's a systemic bottleneck.
That's exactly where USDT comes in. For those who might not be familiar, it's a stablecoin pegged one-to-one to the U.S. dollar. But unlike those wild, volatile cryptocurrencies you see on the news, its fixed value makes it incredibly practical. We're talking about using it for everyday grocery runs, paying employees, or handling cross-border trade without the heartburn of constant price swings.
And the mechanics really do solve the friction problem. Because it operates on blockchain networks, USDT enables near-instant, low-cost transfers. It completely bypasses those traditional banking delays, sky-high fees, and capital restrictions that have been choking the economy. It's a much smoother pipeline for moving value.
I love that. For merchants and everyday consumers, it essentially becomes a reliable digital dollar. You can store it in a simple digital wallet, spend it right down the street, or use it to settle international invoices. No more scrambling for physical cash or paying those ridiculous black market premiums. It just feels like a breath of fresh air for the local economy.
It's important to clarify, though, that granting USDT official payment status wouldn't replace the Boliviano or physical U.S. dollars. Instead, it would legally recognize the stablecoin as a valid settlement method for goods, services, and even taxes. It's about adding a functional tool to the existing financial ecosystem, not overhauling it overnight.
Absolutely. And to make that work safely, the framework would need clear regulatory guidelines. We're talking about proper transaction recording, fair dispute resolution, and solid consumer protections. But honestly, the transparent nature of blockchain ledgers could actually make auditing easier and cut down on fraud, as long as the government sets up robust oversight mechanisms.
That's where the real work begins. Implementation faces significant regulatory and economic hurdles. Authorities will need to rigorously verify that Tether maintains full dollar reserves to preserve that stability. They also have to carefully address concerns about how this might impact the Boliviano's exchange rate and local monetary policy. It's a delicate balancing act.
And let's not forget the human side of adoption. Widespread success will heavily depend on public financial literacy. We're going to need accessible education, user-friendly digital tools, and strong safeguards to prevent mistakes or exploitation. People need to feel confident and safe using this technology before they'll fully embrace it.
Exactly. A successful rollout will likely require phased pilot programs and potentially collaboration with international financial institutions to build that trust and infrastructure. But Bolivia's consideration of USDT really reflects a broader, pragmatic shift happening across Latin America. Nations like Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia are already seeing rapid growth in stablecoin adoption, and it's driven by real economic pressures, not speculative hype.
It's so true. As citizens keep seeking alternatives to volatile local currencies and restrictive banking systems, governments are finally recognizing that integrating digital assets can actually solve tangible financial problems. It's not about hindering progress. It's about meeting people where they are and giving them better tools.
If integrated successfully, This could absolutely serve as a practical blueprint for other nations facing similar currency constraints and banking bottlenecks. The objective isn't to dismantle traditional finance, but to expand it. We're talking about offering citizens more reliable, transparent, and accessible ways to save, spend, and trade.
That's the beautiful part. It's about empowerment and stability. With careful regulatory execution, reserve transparency, and public education, Bolivia's potential embrace of a digital dollar could restore everyday financial stability, reduce that economic friction we talked about, and signal a whole new era of pragmatic financial innovation across the region.
Well said. If they get the details right, it could be a model for how modern economies adapt to real-world challenges. It's a fascinating moment to watch.